You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Picture a tree, and it has two branches, one bursting with green leaves, the other struggling to remain viable. That tree is Detroit, and those two branches represent the two very different narratives that we've seen play out this week. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. And Daniel, as you put it in the opening line of your column today in the news, the symbolism could hardly be more jarring.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, you know, this week we had Dan Gilbert announce, or Shinola, the Detroit watch company, announce that they were going to be building a boutique hotel in Detroit in conjunction with Dan Gilbert's Bedrock Real Estate Services. And I think what's really striking here is that this is another very posh, very upscale, very hip project for Detroit. By my count, it would be at least the fifth boutique hotel project in the city. And you're reminded of really what's going on in downtown. And in the same week, you've got yet more Detroit public school principals who are sentenced for their roles in defrauding the taxpayers and defrauding the districts into hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And in turn, defrauding the students.
I mean, this is, maintains, a certain narrative. And at the same time, I mean, speaking of the students, you've got people that are filing a civil rights lawsuit against the state, specifically against the governor, saying, listen, these kids have been cheated for a long time. Frankly, I'm surprised it's taken this long for somebody to come together and file a civil rights lawsuit against the state for the condition of the Detroit public schools. But it's finally happening. But I think those things really show you what's happening in Detroit. And it's not an either or proposition. It's both.
And we've heard this all along, and you've said it. Other observers have said it as the city struggled through the bankruptcy. But the schools and the education underpin everything.
I don't think there's any question that if you don't repair and have a functioning school system that can produce kids that can actually compete for jobs in the marketplace and or compete for places in colleges and universities, it's a barrier to a lot of middle class families to start to repopulate some of the neighborhoods. Now, clearly, we've got some neighborhoods in Detroit that are in good shape, others that are not, many that are not. And everybody is not going to want to move downtown, and everybody's not going to want to live on the river and pick your neighborhood. So I think that is clearly a disincentive for a lot of middle class families to consider opportunities in Detroit. And in addition, you've got the issue of property taxes, which tend to be very high, especially in the nicest neighborhoods in the city. The Duggan administration has moved, by my count, in three consecutive years to reduce property taxes, which is fabulous and very unusual in Detroit. But those property taxes are still much higher than they are in a lot of neighboring communities.
The developments like a Shinola Hotel, I mean, why does it matter? And will those developments really make a difference to the people whose kids are going to the crummy schools, the people in the neighborhoods who stuck it out?
Well, clearly a lot of people would say it won't make a difference, but I think it does make a difference to the narrative of the city and the enthusiasm of the city. And does that mean that other people are going to be looking to invest? I think the answer to that is yes, probably. I mean, it's a whole mosaic of issues, but I think there's nothing but good that can come from continued development in downtown, and also for investors, whether they're small investors and single investors looking to buy one or two houses and rehab them and flip them, or major investors who are looking at hotel projects or other kinds of new construction. All of that redounds to the benefit of the city, to the tax base, to people. One of the things that's very, very important to continued development, and particularly retail development, services, whether it's dry cleaners and other things, is people. You need people. You need them downtown. You need it in other neighborhoods. You know, I've seen some postings of some columns I've written recently where people have really been cynical about what's happening in Detroit. And there have been people that have posted and said, hey, I don't think you understand. I mean, where I live, I'm seeing condos being bought for $200,000 and $300,000 and $400,000. These are bought in the city of Detroit. So this whole notion that people are just giving away real estate is just a very dated assumption. It just is not really the case anymore. But until you're able to get your arms and think around the schools and be able to say, hey, we're moving in the right direction, there's only so far that you're going to go, and there's only so far that the Gilbert Renaissance is going to go, because the barrier is going to be public education and, to a lesser extent, taxation and public services.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, as always, thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.